Thanks for joining the Babes in Voiceland. Dana, Beth, Diana, Terry, and Erica. Five luscious women.
Hey, who you calling luscious?
No, I didn't say five women who are luscious. Okay, five hilarious ladies.
What? We're not nefarious babies.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Five really funny chicks around one dining room table for 30 minutes of homegrown hilarity.
Okay, it's time for us to just babble a little bit. Dana, why don't you start?
Well, today was my day off, and I had to drag myself out of bed, about 10 o'clock. Oh. Yeah, that was nice, yeah. And I just got to hang. I started my laundry. Really? You want to know, like, my day?
Well, it doesn't sound too fun yet.
No, exactly. See? I got to play my little farm game on Facebook, and then... Oh, I did get to pick up the girls. My parents went shopping, and
well,
I got to pick up the girls from school.
On Facebook. Are you one of those people that sends me those damn game requests? Because
No, see, I don't send them to anybody but my farm
friends. Me too.
Okay. If it's already Yeah, I don't send them out to just every man.
You can send them to me.
I send them to the people that are actually only my friends in
farmland?
It's Family Farm is the one I play.
Okay. Well, it's better than the funny farm because that seems to be where Terry is trying to escape from.
Right?
Absolutely true.
So that was fun. Who's next?
Oh, we're going to talk about my funny farm.
Yeah, we're talking about you.
Yeah.
All the fun you're having in your funny farm.
Well, you know, that old adage, they talk about how kids are so excited for the summer. Uh-huh. It's really the teachers. It's really us.
And how many days, hours, minutes, and seconds are left of this school year?
Well,
right?
There's 2.5 days with children. And then we have some time without. But, well, earlier we were singing,
yes,
right?
That's right. Oh, yeah.
School's out for summer.
Oh, God. Here we go.
School's out forever.
Wow, yes. That was awesome.
See, Terry's a teacher.
Yes, it came in on the same pitch and everything.
Now we got that out of her system.
Wow.
That is awesome.
I can't top that.
School's almost out.
Yes, you can.
I'm excited
Diana,
for school out, too,
about
because
day.
Then I get to spend more time with the girls.
I got up at 0:30.
Oh,
0:30. What is that?
Before sunrise.
Oh, my.
And it wasn't on purpose.
What, 3, 4?
Does that exist?
It was about 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh, my.
You know, and then I laid there in a futile attempt to go back to sleep, and that wasn't working, so I got my happy little butt out of bed, and I got busy with my day.
Oh.
I walked the dog 3 miles. I hit the gym for an hour. I laid around the pool for a little bit, reading a really good book.
Listen to her,
a
luxury. I
did my necessary things as well. You know, pay the bills, balance the checkbook, blah, blah, blah. Just that kind of stuff.
Yawn.
Just an average day and an average life of an average gal.
Average baby.
Well, that's retired.
You know, she's retired, so that's
and
good.
How did you spend your day? Madam Aaron's runner.
Well, I did. I'm going to LA tomorrow. So I did. I had to do I went to see Erica, who we all know had her hip replaced last week.
I hope you're feeling well.
And then I just did a bunch of errands. I really did. Oh, okay. I did stuff at Red Rock because I'm chairman and I get a free piece of luggage today. So I went to get the luggage.
What? Which will help you on your trip tomorrow.
I'll show it to you later. But I did get a free piece of luggage. And then, do you want to know the truth? I found a penny and I thought, it's my lucky day and it's my grandma's birthday. I was looking up all morning to have and say a happy birthday. And I thought, I better sit down and play. And I hit a royal.
What?
Oh,
what?
My God.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Grandma.
That's what I said.
How many millions of dollars did you win?
$2,000. It was a 50 cent.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. And all we ate tonight for dinner was Taco Bell tacos?
You picked up.
Yeah, well, you don't know what I spent last week, so that's okay.
Ooh.
Time to move on to a comedy sketch. Gee, I don't know if Grady should hear this show because I might not tell them.
Oh,
righty then. Oh, well, I have to be honest. You girls asked me. I'm always honest with you.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on
to
something fun.
All right.
And for those of you that love rainbows, here's a script from Dana called Thoughts in Living Color.
A rainbow is beautiful. So many colors. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. They arc across the sky after a rain, bringing a smile to the face of many. But have you ever wondered what the rainbow is thinking? Is it happy? Does it want to be arcing across the sky, bringing a smile to the face of humans? I had a chance the other day to run into a scientist who had created a rainbow thought machine. Don't believe me? Here's what he recorded from a rainbow a couple of weeks ago. Actual thoughts from the colors of a rainbow.
I'm so happy. It's great to be way up here in the sky among the clouds. I love clouds, and the ground below looks so soft. Where are we?
We're 100 feet above a field of cows in Kansas, Orange. Can't you smell them? It's so gross, I can't stand it. When will the clouds come back out so I can go back to sleep?
Oh, cheer up, Red. You should be happy that all the people looking up at us are happy. It makes me feel so warm all over to bring sunshine to the world.
He's right. Yellow, why should we be so happy? We don't get out very often. I do like when it rains, though. But then the clouds go away, which means we have to wake up and do something. I'd rather stay hidden.
Blue, you should be happier. You're everyone's favorite color. I would love to be loved like you are. And look at the sky all around us. Blue, blue, blue. You're everywhere.
You don't need to be jealous, Green. Look at the grass all over the ground. Isn't it green? Look at the trees below. Aren't they covered in green leaves? Green is also everywhere, just like blue and red and orange and yellow and even me, purple.
But blue is always out. The whole year you can see things that are blue. But in the winter, everything that was green isn't anymore. I'm so jealous.
You have no idea how exhausting it is to be everywhere all the time. It'd be nice to take a break once in a while.
Give it a rest, you two. Every time we come out, it's the same old argument. Blue, green, summer, winter. Hey, without all of us, nobody would have any color at all. So deal with it.
Whee! I wish we could stay out all day.
I love all the colors, even those brown blobs on the ground. See how funny it is when the people step on them? Oh, they bounce up and down like they're dancing. Oh, I want to dance.
Whee!
You are all a bunch of loonies.
And who are you anyway? You are purple, but are you our purple? Where did you come from? That accent isn't from around here.
Just passing through. Don't mind me.
Who are you, pal? You don't belong here.
Well, I'm really your own purple's cousin from England. We're doing a rainbow exchange for a few months. England is a bit depressing, you know. It rains all the time, and when it stops, the clouds don't go away, so the rainbows can't come out and play. I wanted to feel the sun on my drops for once.
I guess we can live with that. Hey, look, somewhere over us there's a flock of birds. Quick, let's follow them. Whee!
Woo, let's go!
Oh, no. Don't go so fast. My drops hurt.
Oh, leave him alone, Orange. Leave him alone. We're supposed to stay over here.
Oh, lighten up, Red. It's time to have some fun. Woo!
And there you have it. The thoughts of a rainbow. Wow, very colorful. Who knew? Well, we'll see you again. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
I loved that. What's next, babes? Is everybody turned on?
I'm going to let that be.
She couldn't get herself turned on earlier. Now you expect her to turn the rest of this on?
I know, right?
What the hell?
Okay. So I left that on there because Dana did not know I had already started the recording. That was pretty good, Dana.
Yeah.
Okay, the question is, if there's one wish you have of something you want to do this summer, what would it be, Dana?
Ooh, I'm already getting my wish for this summer.
What is it?
Well, the Toastmasters convention this August is in Vancouver.
Mm. Yes. It's our 5-year anniversary, Jesse and I, and our honeymoon was supposed to be a cruise to Alaska.
And where did you really go?
We went to Orlando because the convention was in Florida that year, and we did a day at Epcot, which was awesome. Don't get me wrong. It was awesome. And we've been to every convention every year since, of course. But we were going to add on a cruise to Alaska after the convention this summer. So we're doing that. And you know what's even better is that they're offering it as a post-convention cruise thing. So there's still going to be Toastmasters on the cruise and Toastmaster events.
So all your buddies will be with you.
Yes, exactly.
How cool is that?
It's already paid for.
Wow.
So even if we don't end up doing the convention, we have the cruise. Yes.
Awesome. Terry, I know just not working and teaching is like your main thing here, but
that's true.
But really, if there's one thing you want to do this summer, what would it be?
Oh, let's see. Skydive. No, I've done that already.
You did?
Bungee jump in Australia. No, done that one already.
What?
Swim with sharks. No, done that one already.
You did?
Oh my gosh.
Listen to her.
No, yeah, I have.
Look what we're learning about Terry.
No. Cool. Let's see. I guess.
And kids scare you? What the hell? Fifth grader scare her.
To be fair, kids are scarier than sharks.
Yeah. Okay. But I wear my heels. I have to wear like 4-inch heels every day to work so I can stand up next to these fifth graders and look them in the eye. They're huge.
Oh my gosh.
I have 12-year-olds in my classroom. Of course, they're supposed to be 10, but I have 12-year-olds, and I mean, I'm looking up at them, so I wear my heels so that I can at least be as tall as them.
Why do you have 12-year-olds? I mean, they just got put, they're stupid and got put back a grade or what?
Well, don't use that word.
We wouldn't want to say that.
I was just being funny. Jeez.
But so she wants to escape the tall, scary children this summer.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that, Terry?
How am I going to do that?
Yeah.
What new adventure is on the horizon?
Well, I don't know. Painting my house, putting in a backyard.
Ooh.
And I'm getting the finger because I think my time is up.
Hey, that's my line. She stole it from me. This is what happens when you're on a break from the banter and you're brainstorming.
What I was trying to tell you is when you are talking, you look sometimes at Dana and sometimes at me, but you want to be looking at your mic.
Oh,
I was trying to point to your mic.
I had a couple weeks off and I've forgotten how to use my mic.
Oh, there you go. So,
yeah, that means don't take any more time
moving
off.
Moving on.
Okay.
Moving on. Oh, even though, still recording?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's your turn.
We're still recording.
I think my wish for this summer is world peace.
I love that movie.
Me too. Oh my gosh. I don't think I'll win the swimsuit competition this year. Maybe the evening gown. I have hair now, so I might be able to have a little bit of an updo. I want to survive some more of my tests, and I want to escape to someplace not so hot. So I have trips planned.
Yay.
I'm leaving this weekend to go to Oceanside, California.
Fabulous.
And then in July, I'm hoping to go back to Michigan and visit with my first best friend. And then in August, I want to go up to Seattle and visit with my other best friend. And then in October, I want to go to Vermont and visit with my granddaughter.
Well, how cool is that?
Cool is the key and operative word.
We all want a cool summer.
So before she gives me the finger and tells me my time is up, take it away, Beth.
Oh, God. You guys are hysterical.
We crack ourselves up.
Everybody
else is having as much fun as we are.
I hope so.
I'll tell you, I don't really know. I'm the one that brought up this topic, but what would be my big wish
She's
for the summer?
Yourself.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what we might do.
What?
Okay, Grady and I probably are going to go to Chicago, where I grew up, because one of my best friends, BZ, you guys have heard about BZ.
Yeah. I want to meet her one day.
She's hysterical. When she comes in town, we'll make sure we all get together so you can all meet BZ. But She is going to sell us her Corvette because Grady hasn't had a Corvette in a long time. Get this, we're getting a smoking deal from the bees on a 1999 Corvette with two T-tops that has original mileage of 16,030 miles.
That's it? For heaven's sake. Wow. Well, it's cold and rainy and wet and slushy and sleety and nasty in Chicago for 11 and a half months out of every year, so they couldn't drive it.
Well, she only drives it in the summer. She, you know what? She bought a 87 or 80 something Riviera. I can't remember what year. She just bought a Riv, and she didn't drive it for 2 years. So now the mechanic was yelling at her. She had to put $2,000 into it because she didn't. She buys this brand new Riv and leaves it in the garage. She told him, I promise I'll drive it now. So now she's got to take the Riv out once a week. And she's tired of having the Corvette. So we're trying to talk Grady into buying the Corvette.
There you go.
Very cool.
Well, that $2,000 that you won today.
No. Oops. I don't want that to go to the Corvette.
Okay, never mind. I didn't say anything about that. Edit that out.
All right. Yeah. Moving on to another comedy sketch, and away we go.
Well, you know what, Beth? Instead of going into another sketch, how about a little Christmas in July?
Ooh, that sounds fun. What do you have in mind?
Well, I got a couple of jokes here.
Okay.
What do you call a kid who does not believe in Santa?
I haven't got a clue.
Oh, a rebel without a clause.
Okay, I have one. What do you call Santa's helpers?
What do you call Santa's helpers?
Subordinate clauses.
Okay, well, why did Frosty the Snowman want a divorce?
He didn't like her anymore?
No, because he thought his wife was a flake.
That's kind of funny. Okay, I've got one. What do you call an obnoxious reindeer?
An obnoxious reindeer.
Rudolph.
Okay. Here's one. Why was Santa's little helper depressed?
I don't know. Why?
Well, because he had low elf esteem.
Okay, I've got another one. What's the difference between the Christmas alphabet and the ordinary alphabet?
Oh, I have no idea.
You ready for this? The Christmas alphabet has no L.
Oh, no L.
No L.
I get it. Okay, try this one. Name a child's favorite Christmas king.
Let me see. I don't know. I give up.
A stocking.
Oh, good one. Okay, I've got one more. If an athlete gets athlete's foot, what does an astronaut get?
I don't know.
Mistletoe.
Oh, God.
Those were fun.
That was good. Well, I think that's about the end of this episode. What do you say, Terry?
I think it's time to wrap it up.
I think so, too. And
let people know how to get a hold of us.
Let's do that. You first.
Well, they can go to our website, and that would be
babesinvoiceland.com. And our email address, and just in case you want to tell us anything, which is
babesinvoiceland.gmail.
Babesinvoiceland at gmail.com.
I'm real techie today.
Okay, well, thank you all for listening, and please tune in to all the rest of our episodes. And remember, subscribe to our podcast. Catch you later.